SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid, and so is the raging redhead, Cam Stort. Let's do this thing. We've got a busy night tonight. We've got a little bit of something for everybody. We've got Major League Baseball. We've got NBA playoff basketball, conference championship basketball. We've got championship hockey, Stanley Cup finals this evening. We've got Lou, Gamblew.com, stepping up and in, kicking it with us to talk UFC 253. They're back at Fight Island. We're breaking it all down. We've got some golf. Well, as I stated, we got a little bit of something for everybody, including the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. What's up, Cam?
Yeah, Gabe, what's happening, buddy? We got a couple baseball games, too, going off in a few minutes' time, too. So, yeah, it's just one of those things, buddy. And I know how you feel about your props. I bet on the Padres, and Clevinger got hurt in the first inning. So, he had two Ks. They took him out of the game. But as you say, buddy, we've been down this road before. It's life. I'm not going to flip out. It's just unfortunate. But we got the Phillies and Nationals coming up, too, and a great one with the Indians and White Sox with two stud pitchers going, too. We got Bieber and Giolito. That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, we got a game going off the board in 2 minutes, so we'll go right down to business right now. As you mentioned, the declining and fading Philadelphia Phillies take on the Washington Nationals. My main man, Fetty, is on the hill here this evening. And, you know, it's just a shame that his first name isn't Eddie. You know, was it Eric? Yeah, Eddie Fetty just would have been the coolest name in baseball. Eddie Fetty. Like, that's something I would name my fantasy team after. It's so good. But with that being stated, Cam, his strikeout prop is 3.5. You know, anytime we got a 3.5 on the board, we take a look at the over. And I don't see any reason why Fetty can't get to 4. And truth be told as well, the Nationals aren't making the playoffs. We know this. But Phillies are toast, Cam. They're done. You know, I read up every day on the quotes and the managers and what everybody's saying. Joe Girardi pretty much has been pretty, you know, positive, you know, throughout the entire season. We've got time to get it done. And now he's to the point where he goes, we just could never get it going this year. Like, they're on the verge. They're on the verge of tapping, right? They're like, dude, Real Muto is injured. He played a doubleheader yesterday. The guy can barely walk. Bryce Harper's hurt. He's going 0-for-5. Their bullpen is complete crap. They've got major problems, Cam. It's Washington Nationals or pass for this baseball game.
Yeah, I don't know. I took the Phillies earlier, and I just looked at the lineup, and, yeah, it's kind of like buyer's remorse already. I don't know. We're going to see how cold things are with the Padres, and I hope it doesn't continue. But, yeah, the Philadelphia Phillies have to be one of the biggest disappointments. You said it. Real Muto's playing hurt. I like their lineup they put in today. At least some studs are there. I don't know exactly how it's going to go down. Probably a lot of runs in this game. Philadelphia, their pitcher, I anticipate them getting runs. And to your point, Fetty will give up runs, but he will also strike out guys. His number might be a little bit too low in that game. As for the White Sox in Cleveland, that was a great game last night, Gabe. You know, I was on the White Sox, and Cleveland hit a walk-off home run for me to lose that bet, too. So, you know, things are happening. You catch fire, and then you catch a little bit of a cold streak right now. So I'm kind of jumping in, putting my toe in the water before I do a belly flop, because I've had some a couple bad losses lately, but we carry on.
Yeah, well, I just splashed into the deep end. Give me the Washington Nationals. No, light play. Light play, but come on, man. The Washington Nationals are plus 142. The Philadelphia Phillies are done. Tonight's like one of the final nails in their coffin. I think Washington can get it done. Hey, listen, we'll take the split. If we can get Fetty over 3.5 strikeouts, the Washington Nationals to win the baseball game, but we got him. FanDuel's got him plus 142. I think that's a sweet number up right there. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart. Lou from Gamblew.com is going to join us a little bit later on. We get into the Stanley Cup Finals. We've got Game 3. We're going to break it all down. We've got UFC 253 that we're going to talk to with Lou. Maybe a little NFL football, but we only have so much time with Gamblue. Going to get into the NBA game, of course. We've got Boston and Miami. Remember that series? I know it feels like it's been forever since they played, but they're back tonight. And, you know, the money keeps on coming in on the Boston and the Celtics. If you were with us yesterday, I told a story about how while we were on the show yesterday, and I don't mind tweets, we give you our Twitter at SportsRage. We give you our Twitter for comments, you know, takes, picks, etc. You know, our Twitter isn't there for people to tweet me during the show asking me what my plays of the day are, right? Like the point of the show is for people to tune in.
Listen.
And as I stated, that's not my problem. And I told the story about how I'll tweet them after Cam. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, after the show or whatever, like after, you know, people tune in and get them first. Well, today, people, you've got no choice. You've got no choice. I'm suspended from Twitter, although not from anything offensive, suspicious activity. All right? I don't know. Maybe somebody tried to break into my account. So I wake up this morning, I've got suspicious activity. It says on my Twitter account. And then it locks me out. My account is now suspended, and it should be simple. Cam says, you know, Twitter says we sent you a code to your cell phone, and all you need to do is punch the code in, and you're back on. Yeah, that's all good. If it wasn't from a phone that I owned like 8 years ago.
Exactly.
I never changed my phone number with Twitter. I don't even know what like I know. How, like, what are you talking about? And there's no other like. There's not even a link. Like, do you have a different phone number? No.
Phone number.
So now I'm in the Twitter queue of whatever, like, you know, complaints and everything. I have a case number and all this. I don't know,
dude. That's the best.
I think it might be resolved in 24 to 48 hours. But, yeah, if you don't see me online, I'm not on Twitter. I broke my computer last week by rolling over the adapter with an office chair during the show. God is telling me I'm online too much. Picks coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Line up, learner!
The early line.
For the props market, I'm very interested in LeBron on the heels of a game that I think people would say he disappointed in. And we scored 26 points, but he only had 6 in the second half. I think there's a good chance LeBron gets into the 30s tonight. I think over 26 and a half, and I think it's some plus money. His over 2.5 3-point prop is in play.
The Sports Grid Network. Pharrell.
Coast to coast!
What did you think of all the injuries like Barkley, Bosa, just so many guys done for the year?
You know, I want to see a chart comparing this year to previous years. It does seem like we have a lot of injuries. I think the difference is you have McCaffrey, you got Barkley, you got Michael Thomas. These are everybody's fantasy players. I hope it's just like any other year and it levels off, but yeah, it looks grim early on, for sure.
The Sports Grid Network. Jermall Charlo and Jermell Charlo.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Two epic fight cards in an unprecedented pay-per-view doubleheader. 5 world title fights.
Put your firm, bro.
All in one night. For one price.
I don't know, bro.
Witness the toughest challenge yet for both world champion brothers. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. The Charlo star in a pay-per-view doubleheader. Live Saturday, September 26th.
All right, game time decisions continues. I am Arenza. We're kicking it over to Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart, Lou Gamblu.com is going to step up in it and join us. We're off and running. We've got baseball, and we've already got a run. The Philadelphia Phillies are up 1-0 just like that. We just started, and we're into the Rangers and the D-backs. And incidentally, I actually do like the D-backs in this game. I think the D-backs are going to win this game. You can get a minus 134 right now. And shout out to all of our listeners right now in the Phoenix area. I think the D-backs get this game done. But I like Young under 4.5 strikeouts. I like, you know what? Let me just rattle off the strikeout props now for everybody. because we got early start times and these games are flying. We're going to be talking UFC and basketball and everything. So KO props tonight. And last night was like our first losing night ever. Literally, like all year is the first time like we ever got punched in the mouth with the KO props. And we got punched in the mouth. We went 3-5 with them. So, we gave you the Fetty over 3.5. Young, under 4.5. Mixing in an under here. Dude's only got 5 strikeouts like once this year. Greinke, that game's an early one. Zach Greinke, over 5.5. Kyle Hendricks, over 4.5. And Glasnow, over 7.5. So Fetty over 3.5. Young, under 4.5. It's even hard to say that. Under 4.5. Yep. Greinke, over 5.5. Hendricks over 4.5, Glasnow over 7.5, and I stayed away from Bieber and Giolito, Cam, only because they're aces, they're both in the playoffs, setting up for next week, a similar situation to Cole last night. You know, if you notice, a lot of my props are sort of like, Greinke and the Astros need this game. Like, they have nothing guaranteed. Like, they need the baseball game. So Greinke's going to stay in there. Like, it's a playoff game already for these guys. So Hendricks is only 4.5. All right. It's not asking a lot for Hendricks. Glasnow and Tampa. Tampa's getting pissed off. They lost to the Mets. They need to get one win. They've been stuck at one win to get the division. I'm going back to the Rays again tonight. Rays win this baseball game tonight. And I'm going Glasnow over to 7.5, but I'm staying away from that Chicago and Cleveland game.
Yeah, I'm going to take a shot with the White Sox in this game. That was a real bad beat by them yesterday. They got some nice runs in extra time, and Cleveland walks them off. I expect Giolito to be at his best. Great pitching duel between both guys. Should be a fantastic game. Best game of the earlier ones. But yeah, that's the thing, man. You got to be careful this time of year, too. If there's any type of pitcher that has any ailment, or if he's coming back from injury, any minor thing, and this team's going to the playoffs, they're going to yank him, aka like the Clevinger situation in the first inning. This team can't screw around, right? If they want to beat the Dodgers and San Diego, everyone's talking about these guys. You got a guy coming off injury and has a little bit of a spasm or something. He's coming out of the game. So I'd be very careful. Yeah, maybe more unders than overs, Gabe. That's where you're looking at with some of these guys.
Well, with one guy, with Young. But listen, right now with baseball, it's like any other sport. When you get into the final couple of games of the season, it becomes, it's trickier. You know, it's trickier. And especially this year, due to the fact, normally there's only a few teams that you have to worry about like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, normally, all right, there's the division winners and a couple of wild cards. And whatever, everybody else is playing up the string and they're just sort of, you know this going in. All right, game doesn't mean anything to both teams, but baseball, these guys are so competitive. Every game means something to all of them. It's such an individualistic sport. Guys are playing for contracts. Guys, like, a lot of baseball players, quite frankly, don't care if they win or lose, right? Mm-hmm. If you hit 317 and you have 93 RBIs and you put up big numbers, you're getting paid. It's not, hey, well, we didn't win. It's not my fault. I mean, look at Bryce Harper. Sure. The Nationals couldn't win when he was there, and now the Phillies aren't winning when he was there. Yeah, the guy's got $388 million. Yeah, that is an interesting, isn't it? It's not his fault, though. It's not his fault. It's one of these weird deals where he's been good with Philadelphia. You can't say, oh, he sucked with Philly. He's a bust. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's one of these deals where he was great in Washington, and they were like, nah, just let him go. And it was like, yeah, but he's really, really, really good. It's like, yeah, but that's okay. It's like, did he do anything? No, but it's okay. It was one of those weird deals where they were like, you can go, bro. And it's fine. And then they won the World Series without him.
It's crazy.
Won the World Series without him. And the team he goes to can't even make the playoffs.
I know.
When half the league makes the playoffs.
Exactly. Isn't that
like the
nuts?
Marlins and then to make the playoffs.
Yeah, hey, Marlins got some good young pitching, but speaking of the Marlins, they might make the dog list tonight at +145 on FanDuel. We'll talk about this too. Mike Trout, same thing. Baseball nerds, regular people, hey, it's weird. And we talked about the sport before. We're like, how the heck is this Angels team even winning games without that? It makes no sense. It's just one of those things.
I don't want to be that guy that I don't want to be that. Let's not become those jackasses that are saying that Mike Trout's no good or that Mike Trout's overrated. But I don't ever want to hear about Mike Trout's quote-unquote war. Wins above replacement. I don't want to hear about that. Yeah, like, whatever. Like, if his WAR is so good, how come his team sucks so hard? Like, and I totally get it. I totally get it. Baseball is a team sport, but they're not even like a, they're never good. Like, they're not even close to good. And the crazy thing is, I've looked at the numbers because I've had this argument and this debate over the years. If you look at the Angels' record with and without Mike Trout, it's the freaking same.
Same. Yeah,
it's the same. It's nuts. Like, they're just a bad team. With Trout, without Trout. I don't know. Baseball's a weird sport, like a weird sport like that. You know, and we know, listen, one or two guys, it comes down to pitching. I get it. And as we say, we're not blaming Bryce Harper, but I'm just stating, it's not Bryce Harper's fault, but here we are right now. So we hit that parlay last night with San Francisco and with Houston. That was nice to hit, plus 138. Going back, Cam, to another one here, Cincinnati and Houston. Cincinnati and Houston, back to the dance. We're robbing the same bank 2 days in a row.
And, Cincinnati was good. Basically, I was on a bank robbing spree. Everything was going great, and then I guess I stopped at the Kentucky Fried Chicken, took off my mask, and they're like, "That's the guy I saw at the bank," because I hit like nine banks in a row with Cincinnati, and they got me last night. Let me tell you, that late comeback by Milwaukee, but Cincinnati should be able to take care of business tonight. We'll see what happens. Your boy Bauer's pitching tonight, too. He doesn't care. That's what I like about Bauer, too. He gets a bad rap. He's like, short rest, more rest, whatever. He goes, I want this team in the playoffs. I'll play. I'll pitch on short rest. Screw it. Well, you know, we're going to go out there tonight. I think they could beat Milhauser and Milwaukee tonight. Be a tight game.
Yeah, yeah. The thing with Bauer is, though, and he's playing Johnny Hero, and I get it. And so for the record, Kev, it pays the exact same thing as it did last night. Exact same, plus 138. The same parlay. The Houston Astros and the Cincinnati Reds. So we got Trevor Bauer and Greinke, both teams in must-win situations. All right? Now, as far as Bauer is concerned, I like his strikeout prop. But the thing with Bauer is he's playing hero. He wants the ball on 3 days rest. Fine. I'm not giving him a medal here before he wins the game. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. Yep.
Like, let him go out there and get it done. Then after, I'll say, hey, that was a hell of a – well, wait a minute, that was great stuff. 3 days rest, big, big win for us. Thanks. But it's one thing, you know, to talk it up. Now he's got to go back it up right now. I have confidence that he will. I tell you, though, Milwaukee are a scrappy team. Hauser, I like Bauer over Hauser in this spot. I don't know if Hauser's – you know, Hauser – could have problems. The Reds are so hot. This is the biggest game. It's a big game tonight. And I do like the Reds. So like I said, a Reds and an Astros parlay is the same thing that it was yesterday. Plus 138, I'm in. Bauer and Greinke.
Yeah, I like those plus money parlays. You said it last night was good too with Houston. They took care of business early and often. That Valdez pitcher, man, you talked about his strikeout prop. He was absolutely fun to watch. This guy is he's lights out, Gabe. He is a really, really good pitcher. And you got to hand it to the Houston Astros. They've been throwing out a lot of different guys, and their young pitchers have been good. It's actually the bats sometimes that have let them down this year. But a lot of young guys, they have a lot of very, very quality arms in that organization and guys that come out of nowhere.
It really has been sort of you're right, young, unheralded people, journeyman guys that have sort of carried that team this year. Mm-hmm. All their stars have either been hurt or, like, in slumps. Altuve hasn't had a great year. Bregman got hurt. Springer, like, everyone got hurt on that team. Dusty Baker's done a great job with that. He's had a lot to deal with. Gamblu coming up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Bowls on. Let's do this thing. I'm Renzi. Throwing it down with Cam Stewart. We've got Stanley Cup playoff hockey tonight. The baseball board is off and running already. We'll keep you up to date as far as that's concerned. Of course, we've got the NBA tonight. Miami and Boston return to the hardwood. We also have the UFC 253. And Israel Adesanya returns to the octagon. One of the premier fighters in the world right now. So let's get into the UFC. Let's get into the Stanley Cup, maybe a little NFL as well with LouGamblu.com. How you doing, Lou?
Doing great, Gabe. Cam, good to see you. And listeners, we're ready to fire. We got hockey, we got sports, we got NFL, and we got some fights.
Yeah, let's jump right in, Lou, actually. So far, so good. Although, what's the saying? So far, so good. So what? Right? You're only as good.
I like that one.
Yeah, so far, so good. So far, so good. What? So what? So what? It's all about your next bet. But so far, so good in the Stanley Cup Finals. We're 4-0. We took Dallas any under in game one, Tampa any under in game two. So now here is the pivotal so what bet, if I can keep this rolling tonight. So, listen, it's going to be a fun series. And I think we have some real fun hockey coming up over the next week or so. But with that being stated, in my own personal opinion, guys, I think there was a little bit of a turning point. I think there's a couple of little bit differences here. Number one, Tampa Bay's power play. Came alive, scores two goals early, gets them going. So I like that fact. And I think you can make arguments for both teams. I mean, look, Dallas were all over them after. But I like the fact that the Tampa's power play coming alive a little bit right now. And secondly, the fact is Dallas take a lot of penalties, guys. No one's taking more penalties in the playoffs than Dallas, 79. Meanwhile, Tampa Bay, 63. Tampa do a better job of staying out of the box. I think it could be a difference moving forward. And if I had to bet who's going to win this series right now moving forward, I think Tampa are going to win this series moving forward. Dallas rolled that hot goalie. It's hard, like, when you're not a stud goalie to be on for, like, 2-3 weeks. You can be on for 2-3 games. It's tough to carry it up. That's why you're a backup. So in my own personal opinion, I don't love the price with the Lightning at 70 cents, but I think the Tampa Bay Lightning get it done tonight, and I think the series takes a turn for the Lightning. Lou, what's your take on the game tonight in the series?
I think if all I was handicapping on is the only thing that gives me hesitation, and the reason why I'm going to take Dallas tonight is, number one, they know they took too many penalties and they've got to cut those down, which they will do tonight. Number two, everyone is willing to give this to Tampa Bay. They're going to give them the momentum after one game. They're going to give them all this credit when all they've done over the last 10 years since Cooper's been with them is choke up on themselves when they get to the big time. So if they can do it this year, great. I will stand as incorrect, but I got history on my side, and it's Dallas tonight, and it's Dallas for the series.
Well, I'll counter that, and because I'm sure Cam's going to come in with the Dallas Stars here, so it's going to be 2-1. But I'll just counter it. You talk about Tampa's history. What's Dallas's history?
The last time they were in, well, the last time they were in the Cup, they won it. They won it the last. Against
they beat
Buffalo
the Sabres
a couple decades ago. Against Sabres, yeah.
So you're counting that Brett Hull?
You asked.
You think that what Brett Hull did has you any asked. Impact on this team? Like, because, yeah, Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin has won a ton of big games, right?
Let's just watch the game and see who's right. We don't have to yell at one another.
I'm not yelling. I'm just standing.
You're getting excited because you're getting excited. You're getting a little excited.
I must have missed something that you're talking about the history of Dallas. I must have missed this.
No, I didn't mention the history of Dallas. I mentioned the
Mike
history
McDaniel
of Tampa.
Won a cup. Wow.
Listen, the history of Tampa is
both
looming.
Teams,
the history
both
of
teams.
Tampa is looming.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. But bottom line with both of you guys, I'll be the referee here. Everything's cool. Tampa Bay, when they beat Calgary, who cares? That was a Jerome Iginla era, and I don't care about Brett Hull's foot in the crease. What I do care about is the game tonight. Lou, by the way, I love your Seattle Kraken golf shirt. I want one. Send it to me. It looks brilliant.
Thanks for but
I noticed. I'm like, what's Lou got, a Seattle Kraken golf shirt? Anyway, Gabe, it's a tough series, and I agree with both of you guys. I think Tampa Bay, they have better special teams.
I
think
agree
Dallas
with both of us. There's one side, Cam.
Oh yeah. Well,
one side.
You were right. I'm betting Dallas tonight because I think it's going to be a real, like, I look at the price on Dallas, and I think, Gabe, I can't go from what I said at the start. I still think they win the Stanley Cup. Tampa Bay might have turned a corner, but you're getting 50 cents. Like on FanDuel, like Dallas is -170. I'm getting 50 cents with a Dallas team that I think could show up and rebound. And let's remember, Gabe, you're right. When Tampa Bay came out hot and 3-0, you know, that was fantastic. But Dallas really took it to them at the end of that game, too. So, you know, they battled and almost came back. I think it's going to be a great game. I'm going to take the Dallas Stars plus the money. The price is too good for me in a game that I think Tampa Bay should be a buck 25 or 30, not 70.
Yeah, and for the record. Sorry, go on,
Lou. I'm sorry, Gabriel. I was just going to say, I think what we're displaying here is puck passion. We'll all agree that we're looking forward to this game. Can't wait to see it happen.
Puck passion. No, but I gotta be honest. Like, I've been way madder before. Me and Lou, I've gotten way into it. Like, Lou, there was no zero malicious intent. Like, you know what I mean? I know, but I wasn't mad at you. I wasn't yelling. I was just standing. I must have missed Dallas's, but yeah, like you said, I guess it's just the passion, and I have a loud voice. But yeah,
you do.
There was shut up! Yeah, you're an idiot. What are you talking about? Yeah. That wasn't my intention at all. But I bring that up, like I said, like I don't see this. Like I don't like the price either. And I totally get it. Tampa have had past failures, without a doubt. Yet I don't think that matters right now. You know, I think there's so many guys. There's guys on this team that haven't been part of that. It's just, you know, every situation is different. And who knows, man? Maybe the fact that no fans and the bubble, maybe the hub, maybe it helped Tampa. Maybe that was, you know what I mean? We don't know the differences here.
Yes.
But yeah, it's going to be a fun game.
Just to reiterate what you're saying, I think a lot of those things, Lou, and I see the side of the argument, Gabe. When they got by Columbus, they shook off a lot of past demons. It was different because it was in the bubble, but this Tampa Bay team, if they didn't beat Columbus, they would have had to blow it up. I don't care how talented you are. You cannot continually be the favorite and lose. But now they've gotten over that. They're very good. I'm just saying it's a contrast in styles. I see these teams very, very evenly matched. That's why I'm taking Dallas, because I think the price is absolutely insane. Personally,
and if I can just interject, what Tampa did when they beat Columbus was monumental for them, because Columbus's size and physicality bothers Tampa. Dallas has that size and physicality, and they have something that Columbus doesn't have: the speed and the precision and the scoring potential that you can find in other teams like Boston. And so that's why this is a great matchup, and I look forward to watching some great hockey tonight. This is a critical game, game three. The winner of this game going to have a really nice position.
Yeah, forget about the basketball game. It's all about hockey right now.
Basketball.
Lou doesn't bet basketball. He's hockey.
That's not true. He loses basketball. You bet WNBA basketball. You don't bet NBA.
He bet WNBA. Yeah, yeah. That's right. I forgot he had WNBA futures. I remember.
I got a couple this year.
See, so you do bet basketball.
Sorry, yeah. I bet basketball. You got me there, Gabriel.
You got me there. NBA. Women's only. Yeah, women's only. You feel like about basketball. Lou thinks feels about basketball the way I feel about figure skating. Women only. same with synchronized diving. I've always felt the same way about synchronized. I'm like, nah, it's.
I agree.
It's not, you know,
I agree.
Yeah. We just don't need to see this. Anyways, all right. So just to recap. All right, Lou, do we agree on the total? I know you've been riding the unders. Do you agree on the total tonight? Under 5.5, if you can get it.
5.5. Actually, the way I was going to try and approach it, this is a little bit crazy, but you'll hear a direction like this in the fights. I'm looking for under 4.5. This is going to be a hell of a game, and it's a 1 or 2-0 game because of the magnitude of the game. Both these teams have been dreaming about this their whole lives. I see a clamp down, especially a reaction from Dallas after they played so loosey-goosey. If I can find 4.5, I'm going to get plus 160, 170. That's the way I want to try and think about this game.
Cam, you play the total?
I'm going, yeah. I'll go under 5.5, Morency. There's nothing. That's the craziest thing. How does this happen? Tampa Bay scores 3 goals in 4 minutes of the game, and the game stays under. Like, and I don't expect, and I know you, Gabe, I'm actually thinking no goal in the first 10 minutes type of thing. Like, that's the thing. This is a very pivotal game. Tied at 1, both teams will be attention to detail. Unless somebody really screws up with a double minor or something stupid, I don't see a goal for, you know, till maybe the second period.
Yeah, I'm going to, listen, we're always scared that we always keep saying before these games, oh, one of these games are going to open up. One of these games are going to open up. But we've been saying that for 3 weeks. So
we have.
And they don't. So
we have.
We're just going to keep riding it. You accept the loss. If it comes, it is what it is. All right. So it's 2 versus 1. Lou and Cam are on Dallas. Morency's on the Lightning. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right. Game time decisions continues. I don't know. I don't know. Metal Matt, we got a problem, Matt. I know that's not your song, Matt. I know, like, whoever's in charge of playing that song, like, please burn that, like, burn it. Like, remember, like, Lou, me and Lou are old enough to remember, remember Disco Night, Lou, at the White Sox?
The old yeah, I mean, that was in the 70s. I lived there then.
Yeah, and they, you know, Cam, was Disco Night? The White Sox had the best promos, bro. And they told people, screw disco, bring your disco records. They burnt them on the field before the game. Something you really should do after the game. They started like a mass fire. They burnt the hell out of the field. Like, just classic.
Too slick.
Like, don't forget, the White Sox were also the team that pinch hit brought in Eddie Goodell, a midget, which was just like the most brilliant thing ever to do, ever, ever. And in fact, because of that, they had to change the rules that you can't just bring a guy in without announcing it, like basically. And pinch hitting Eddie Goodell, yeah, they brought in a little guy. Basically, he walked on 4 straight pitches too. So great, White Sox. Remember Lou and Ken? They had the remember they wore shorts. They were like a softball team.
Yeah, Bill Veeck was the owner. He was a whack job, and Charles O'Finley. The A's guy, Charles O'Finley, was kind of out of his same kind of, you know, generation, or at least thinking.
Yeah, Barnum and Bailey type guys, yeah.
Yeah, totally, and that's what the disco thing was. They had all kinds of promotions at the old Comiskey Park. I'm sure they got some at the new Comiskey Park.
That's why the White Sox will always be cooler than the Cubs. Who did Michael Jordan play for, huh?
Well, exactly.
The Cubs. Not the Cubs, the White Sox. If I was from Chicago, I'd be a White Sox guy, not a Cub guy.
Oh, hands
and
down.
And speaking of which, Gail Sayers, rest in peace.
I was definitely, actually, because I was betting sports, I wasn't either or, but I did notice living in Chicago, you are one or the other. You aren't like me. You like each. I would go to both games. I didn't see that rivalry, but in Chicago, it's as real as you know, the salt, and it's real.
All right, so Lou with us. Let's get into the UFC right now. UFC 253, fun fight here. Adesanya is less than a 2-1 favorite. FanDuel right now, -188. Adesanya against Costa. You know, Adesanya is one of these guys. He's never really captured the, he's never captured the public's imagination, so to speak, you know, because of his style. He wins, right? And he's one of these guys that doesn't, he's not there to put on a show for you. He's there to win the fight. Yet, he doesn't have a lot of holes in his game. And, you know, I know Costa's so powerful, Lou. But is he going to be able to catch him? Some people think he will be able to. I don't, personally. But what's your take on this championship fight?
Yeah, there's so many layers to this. But at its core, I believe what you have here is a very polished, practiced professional in Adesanya, 7-8 boxing fights, 80 with a 75-5 record professional kickboxing competitions, as well as 19-0 in the UFC, fighting a guy from Brazil who is totally yoked and looks the part, 13-0, and he's explosive, and he has a granite chin, and he's fully game. But this reminds me of being back in high school and watching two guys fight, the big, huge, slow offensive tackle that was all drunk and doped up against some little wiry guy that he had pissed off. And I really think that this is going to be a one-sided fight. I believe that Adesanya is going to be the beneficiary of that extra room in the 30-foot cage, which makes this fight a completely different fight had it been held a week ago in Vegas. No, it's in the 30-foot cage. That's a huge benefit to an athletic, distance-based striker that needs to move. And what's going to happen here is we're going to watch a Mexican bullfight, and the bull's going to be anxious, and he's going to be charging early, and he may get the best of it. There's going to be some frantic moments for Adesanya in those first 7, 8, 10 minutes. But after that, once Adesanya gets this swole up, big, huge, muscular behemoth to kind of slow down and gas, then it's going to be, I think it's an inside the distance position, because now I can take Adesanya from minus 188 or wherever you just quoted down to it's plus 135, the way I saw it here earlier today. Let me just give you a couple of stats on, if I can find them here. Here's the last fight, Paulo Costa against Yoel Romero. In the first round, Costa allowed 32 significant strikes from Romero. In the second round, Costa allowed 40 significant strikes for Romero. And in the third round, he allowed 53. So clearly, as the fight went on, his defense was waning, as so was his energy. That's to be expected. Granted, it was against Romero, but Adesanya just beat Romero. So I firmly believe that Adesanya is going to take this fight into 3 or 4, and he's going to put a shin right in this kid's head and knock him cold as a mackerel flopping on a deck.
There's Lou Gamblu, gamblu.com with us.
I have passion with this one.
I hope this wiry guy does. I was that wiry guy in the schoolyard, except I lost in the end, Lou. I'd get a couple of good shots. Yeah. I have my moments, and then, yeah, you know, in the first, yeah, round, and things would go wrong. Things would fade for me. But I'm not Adesanya. So, you know, and you're right. Listen, man, you look at who Paulo's beat. So, you know, McLennan, all right, Bambosi, Johnny Hendricks at the latter end of Johnny's career. Uriah Hall, one of the biggest sort of, you know, journeyman, underachiever, known guys in the UFC. Yoel Romero, nice win. Yoel Romero's not young, you know, so, but nevertheless, nice wins. But what I like about, as you stated, Lou, it's good, the bullfighting is a good comparison here. The thing is with this is Adesanya is used to this, Lou, right? He's used to guys that are trying to knock his head off. He's gone down this road. Like, dude, what does Kevin Gastelum try to do? What does Robert Whittaker try to do? You know what I mean? What does Yoel Romero try to do? Like, he's faced this. The level of competition is not even, you know, there's a massive difference in the quality of fighters that Adesanya's already faced and beaten. And it's amazing. Like I said, you know, I guess if the guy was, you know, white and Irish and he talked smack about everyone, he punched old people in the face and he impregnated people everywhere, he'd be popular, right? He's 19-0.
He's 19-0. He's popular, Gabe. Adesanya just signed a world deal with Puma. He may not be popular here, but he's world popular. And after this fight, he's going to be more world popular. This is also, you know, a similar kind of an Ali Frazier kind of a fight. If you want to see how Costa's going to try and get inside, he's going to bull rush and run into knees and all kinds of, you know, scraps and wrenches and hammers from the kid. But this is a polished professional against a young, raw piece of coal who isn't a diamond yet. Can Costa eventually evolve into a polished, well-rounded fighter? I believe so. But it's going to take this embarrassment against Adesanya Saturday night to help him along his way.
Lou Gamble, .com, kicking it with us. See, so yeah, 19-0, incredibly hard. That's an incredibly impressive record. So let's get into the other championship fight here. And, you know, it feels weird to say this as far as championship fight in the light heavyweight division. But here we have Dominic Reyes and Jan Błachowicz going head-to-head. And this number surprised me, man, with Reyes being such the big favorite that he is here, Lou. I know you're an underdog better. You know, that's in your blood, underdog better by nature. So I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I got to assume you're on Błachowicz here.
No, I you know what? I believe that Reyes, because of his youth, because of his athleticism, and because of his speed, those are three hard combinations for a 37-year-old Jan Błachowicz to overcome. He's proved to be, I don't want to say he's chinny, but he's been knocked out. And I don't know that he possesses the power to knock Reyes out. I believe he'll probably have a slight ground advantage. I'm not willing to give Jan Błachowicz such a huge ground advantage over a kid that's as athletic as Reyes with a wrestling background. But I think Reyes' size, based on what I saw him do against John Jones, I think he's structured enough. He's going to touch Jan Błachowicz eventually. I really don't like the fight because I'm not going to bet a guy, you know, plus two or minus two, whatever. If you want to try and use Reyes in parlays, that would maybe be the idea behind that. Use that and team him up so that you make sure that you're a pundit and not a puke.
LouGamblu.com. Well done. Well done, Lou. So, listen, we got about a minute and a half or so, whatever it is. What about the undercard? You got a winner for us here, our strong opinion?
I got two fights I'll handle quickly. It's on the main card. The Canadian, unfortunately, Dawadu, I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, he's fighting a Russian who never uses his sambo. If the Russian doesn't use his sambo against Dawadu, Dawadu's going to knock him out. But he is going to use his sambo, and for that reason, the Russian minus 110 to Hugov, minus 110 or 115 against Hakeem Dawadu. And then let's go down to an early fight in the night. Jeff Hughes, who trains with Miocic, 11-1 professional fighter, gets to the UFC. He's 0-2-1. He trains with Miocic. He's a good, strong, sturdy fighter. Had a little bad luck. He's fighting a guy that's been off since 2018 from Spain, but he's 39-year-old Espino. He's a world-class grappler. The grappler's not going to be able to get Hughes down, and Hughes is plus 250. Hughes plus 250 against Espino, and we'll go to Hugov minus 115 against Dawadu.
LouGamblu.com. Thanks for stepping in, Lou. Go Lightning.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a good time tonight, and the scoreboard will tell us who wins.
All right. Thanks, Lou.
Thanks, guys. Good luck, everybody.
Have a good one, Lou.
There's LouGamblu.com stepping up and in. All right, so yeah, good stuff. Some passion as far as the pucks were concerned there. Joey Odessa will join us later in the week as well. We'll get deeper into the UFC. Listen, I think Adesanya is the play, guys. He's minus 188. Costa's a good fighter. And he's 13-0, and he's impressive. He's five fights in the UFC. He's knocked four people out. But he hasn't fought the same caliber of fighter. And you're talking about a fighter that's 19-0. And as I stated, I mean, Cam, I'm sure you barely heard of Israel Adesanya. You know what I mean? And
no, I know.
Colby Covington. Covington loses, like, all the time. And, yeah, Donald Trump called him after the win the other night. Adesanya's 19-0, and he gets booed. So he got a Puma deal and stuff like that. You know, in Europe, he's a little bigger. They support, you know, he lives there. So it's a little different. But as a whole, I mean, the UFC doesn't push you no matter how good you are unless you're just kind of a jerk.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In-game live continues. I am Gabriel Morenzi. Thanks to Lou Gamblu.com for joining us. If we can, though, next week, Metal Mac, can you get, like, some chains for Lou so he doesn't move around? A lot of jostling. There was more jostling with Lou's call there straight, than a freaking fencing match. That was like a fencing match jostling.
Yes, it sounded like we were in the recycling factory. There was a lot of tinning and bottles clanking.
I got to be honest. Like, I came so close, like, 2-3 times. I was going to say, bro, you got to stop moving, man. Like, you just, you got to stop.
No.
Like, I was hoping that someone would say in his earpiece or something, look, can you please stop moving and jostling?
No, my favorite, though, was let me check the rest of the card. He put on his glasses and brought out his real estate portfolio. That was another great part. See the big thing that he had there? He's like, well, Gabriel, and he pulls out. I'm like, yes, Lou, you have a listing in Tucson.
Listen, we've come a long way. We've come a long way. Couldn't turn a computer on like 3 years ago. So, hey, the mic sounds great. Point. His mic sounded great. Yeah, but crispy. It's just, I don't know. Like, yeah, like I said, it was a lot of jostling going on there. All right. So, we got into it the other night about Steve Stamkos coming back. And listen, I think he's ready to play. I think Cooper and you brought it up. It's very difficult to drop a guy in when you're playing at the pace. It's Stanley Cup Finals, guys. You're dropping him on the ice here. It's serious. And I also believe, Cooper, you can't just have a guy, Cam. You can't waste a spot with a guy that's going to play 4 minutes on a power play. You know what I mean? Like,
point.
Not in the Stanley Cup Finals. Like, you need defensemen. Guys are blocking shots. Guys are going down. If Stamkos is going to play, he needs to be able to play 14 to 18 minutes, bro. Like, he needs to play. And I think that's their concern. I don't know if they're waiting till they get up 2-1. I'm trying to get information now. TSN is saying inching closer. What the hell does that mean? Yeah, I'm inching closer to being a millionaire. I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What does that mean?
I'm not inching closer. Inching closer just to me means he's not playing tonight, but we'll see.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.